Matt Greenwood back with you on KJEF Sports Talk. Have Windsor football head coach Alex DeMatteis joining us here as, well, we weren't expecting Windsor to have a football game tonight. And we were also expecting the Central Rebels to take on Confluence Prep down in the J98 region. But due to some certain circumstances, as for Windsor's case for not having a game, Live for Life Academy scheduling a game last night and playing that in place of what was supposed to be a scheduled matchup against Windsor. As for the Central Rebels, Confluence Prep, I guess, backing out from that situation. So here we are, two local schools without an opponent and a perfect marriage, I guess, if you will, Coach DeMatteis, as you guys are going to be taking on the Central Rebels tonight, I believe 8:30 kickoff. Man, just kind of fill us in. What the heck is going on?
Well, it was a crazy week. So going into this week, obviously, we thought we were on a bye. So not that a lot of high school football teams have experience with how to handle a bye week, but we see it with college football, the NFL. So as a coaching staff, we met, decided we were going to take the approach to kind of back it off a little bit, maybe add a wrinkle or two to some of the things that we were doing. And recovery was the big name of the game, is making sure that players who were dinged up were able to practice but still have adequate time to get healthy for our Week 5 game against Hillsborough. And then Wednesday morning happened. On my way to the Misha regional meeting in Farmington, I was driving from Windsor, and I got a call from our athletic director, Ross Koenig, and he basically told me that that Park Hill Central was looking for an opportunity because they lost their game for Friday night. He asked me what I thought about it. I didn't really know what to say in the moment because there's a lot to consider. When are we going to play? How much practice are we going to be able to get in? Can we get a game plan in? And all that kind of stuff. And so by about 2 o'clock, if I remember correctly, that afternoon, Ross had told me that it's a go, and I exchanged film with Park Hills and started watching it. Actually, it was a weird practice. I sent my assistants outside with the players while I broke all the film down and put together a scratch game plan, was able to introduce it to them on that same afternoon. My coaching staff and I met like we usually do on Sundays, but we met Wednesday night, and we're, you know, getting things installed and ready to go. So not sure what happened with Park Hills and Confluence. That's not my place as far as why that game's not happening. But, you know, for us, we were disappointed kind of in the fact we weren't going to have a homecoming game. Well, we have a spirit night that we were doing in place, which is an event where we're going to have all of our fall sports teams and our band cheer and dance perform at an event tonight and kind of have it like an outdoor community pep rally. And we were really excited about that. So we had to move kickoff back to 8:30 to make sure that we can accommodate that event. Still, a lot of people worked very hard to put that on and showcase to the community what Windsor's all about, what our sports and activities are. So that's still going to happen. That's going to kick off at 6:30 tonight. And then, you know, the football game's going to get going at 8:30. So it'll be a long day and a late night, but we're just thankful, especially for our seniors, to have the opportunity to play a homecoming football game.
Yeah, definitely. And Coach DeMatteis, that's actually funny because that's what I was thinking about. It's like, first off, at the beginning of the year, it's like, okay, homecoming game against Live for Life Academy. It's the home opener. You know, everyone's ecstatic about the opportunity to watch Windsor at home take on Live for Life and get these homecoming parade activities taken care of and all these other things. And then you find out Live for Life does their little thing where they have a scheduling conflict. And then the plans go into place where you're trying to figure out, okay, what's the best way we can still celebrate homecoming without a football game? And I guess you get content with the thought of that. And then here we are Wednesday morning, as you said, brought to your attention that Central Rebels need an opponent. And now I guess homecoming in the regular sense is back on. It's absolutely crazy, honestly.
Yeah, it is. You know, for me, my thought process, because I had a little bit of a drive to Farmington and back home Wednesday for those meetings, and I just wanted to make sure that I felt comfortable with putting our kids in this situation. Who is our opponent? Can we get enough practice in? You know, football is not people kind of get this misconstrued a lot. You know, you might be able to go play a basketball game or a soccer game against an opponent on short notice. Football is not a short notice kind of sport. There's a lot of planning that goes into each and every week, and that's not just on my part. That's every football coach in the country, regardless of what level you're coaching at. And then it's about implementing that plan. And so I was just thinking through, can we get that done from Wednesday afternoon, knowing that we have practice Wednesday, Thursday, and then a game on Friday? And when I kind of processed that mentally and thought that we can get that done, our program's in a good place where we can adapt quickly. I told Mr. Koenig that we can go forth with the game. And because it would have been a shame at the end of the day, you know, to have our homecoming parade and the dance and all of the activities and just no game. I mean, that did crush our kids. I mean, for me, I was trying to be optimistic about, well, you know, this is an opportunity for us to get some things together going into our week five matchup. But at the end of the day, we're here to play football. That's what our players signed up for. That's what I signed up to do, was coach football. And I'm just glad we were able to pull everything together and get this game going. And hopefully, you know, Park Hills feels equally as comfortable as I do with where their program's at. They're a good team with a lot of good pieces, and that they feel like they can enter into this contest in a good manner too as well.
Yeah, and Coach, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't know how many people outside of myself sort of felt bad for the kids, but I certainly felt bad for the kids because, as you said, it's seniors, it's their homecoming, it's their last homecoming to be a part of. And it's just, you know, it's a sad situation that they wouldn't be able to participate in a true homecoming since there. And like you've already said, the Spirit Week's going to continue. And I feel like, you know, with football, it still all feels very right. And so I'm happy again for you guys. And I hope it sounds like to me your kids are happy and you're happy that that you are playing tonight at 8:30 against the Central Rebels.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're thrilled that it all came together. And, you know, just hoping for a good result. So I think it's going to be a very competitive football game. You know, they, like I said, they do a lot of really good things. They've been a strong football program in the recent past year. You know, obviously I'm not super familiar with Central just because, you know, I don't think we've played them here at Windsor till well before my time here. So, but again, it's going to be a good challenge. And really what I want out of this football season that I've been pretty vocal about is, you know, making sure we're competitive. We fight for four quarters. I'm not going to get too hung up on results. I'm going to get hung up on how we perform out there and if we're able to maximize our potential, because I think our potential is good. Our ceiling's higher than it's been before, and I just want to see us get there. So this fits into the category of, if we're going to play somebody, then this is going to be a really, really, really good football game. And we've already had a couple of those this year. So hopefully, you know, we're able to go out there, maximize the potential, and get the result we deserve by us performing to the best of our ability.
All right, there you go. And yes, it is awesome that you guys are playing tonight. Again, that's Windsor and their homecoming game. It's been a whirlwind last week and a half or so, but things have finally settled in, and it's Windsor and Central tonight at 8:30 at Windsor High School in Imperial. Coach DeMatteis, thanks for your time, and thanks for explaining everything and answering all the questions I had, and best of luck tonight.
Sure thing. Thank you. Go Owls.
All right, Alex DeMatteis, head coach of the Windsor Owls, joining us here on KJS Sports Talk.